We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Let's ask Mike Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch that exact question. Philly joins us via the BetQL guest line. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app. Mike Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch. Phillips, what is the process for the Commanders right now?
Wouldn't it be wild if the new owner was the guy who had the most famous process in sports history? I mean, we'd just be doing process talk for months and years.
Explain. Not everybody knows what you mean.
Josh Harris owns the 76ers who did the what was known in Philly as the process where they tanked for, I mean, goodness, we'd have to look it up. What was it? 2 or 3 consecutive years where they just, they deliberately tried to lose every game through their roster management, stockpiled the first round picks and then launched it to the moon. Very, very famous in the Philadelphia area.
Yeah. But the thing about it, I see that in basketball. How
you can't do it in football.
How difficult. No, it wouldn't be possible in football.
Because basketball, one dude can change your entire organization. Now, in football, one quarterback can change your organization, but that's
I have the other pieces with him.
Really, really hard to do.
Yeah, in football, there's no like, man, you know, if we just had this one guy, we'd be fine. I mean, look at the teams who have great quarterbacks and don't win. I mean, how long did the Lions not win with Matt Stafford? Matt Stafford leaves for L.A., wins a Super Bowl right away. There's just way too many moving pieces. But also, like, the overreaction cycle is very different. You know, in basketball, there's 82 games. People tune out. Like, man, you can go into a football game and be like, hey, you know, this one doesn't matter. Temper your expectations. And your phone lines are still going to be red hot the next day after a loss. Like, people can't handle this game doesn't matter in football. Football games matter, period.
Talking with our friend Mike Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. I very much am of the belief that this team is going to turn to Sam Howell. He's going to get the job, and he's going to get a long leash to keep the job. Brissett is a guy that is a great locker room guy and probably understands the situation. Do you read it the same way?
Yeah, but I think also whoever is in Brissett's ear is probably telling him, I mean, nobody's gone broke taking the over on number of quarterbacks who play in this town each year. If you're number two on the Washington Commanders, history tells us you're going to start football games, in the season where you have that role. So I think Brissett's absolutely an important guy to talk about and an important guy to break down from the stance of whether it's injury performance, you know, whatever it is. History tells us he's likely to play significant downs for this team this year. But I do agree with your general premise, which is this is Sam Howell's team. This is Sam Howell's year. I do think there's going to be a learning curve here, and I think it's in a lot of different ways. So let's preface this. I like Sam Howell. I think he's got potential. I like Eric Bieniemy. Man, everybody likes Eric Bieniemy. We're all fired up at that press conference. They're both first-timers in this in a lot of ways. Sam Howell, 1 NFL game. Eric Bieniemy, 0 NFL games as the head play caller. You don't just – I mean, there are no freshman phenoms here. This is the National Football League. Like, the guy on the other side is going to be a defensive coordinator who's been scheming to bring you down all week long. And I mean, the stuff these guys come up with is incredible on a weekly basis. There's going to be some lumps here. There's going to be a learning curve. I don't know how that'll play out in the actual day-to-day, but I think everybody understands that coming in at least.
But the way I look at it, Sam is a fifth-round pick. I don't care what people say he would have been. And we sit here and act as if a lot of us have already assumed that, oh, he's the next great thing. And he should not be challenged, and he should be given the job and allowed to do everything. No. It's a lot of people been paying money to watch this team play for the last 15, 20 years. And they're not sitting on waiting them 2, 3, 4 years to try to figure it out. But if a new owner walks in, I think whatever he decides when he walks in is what goes. I don't care about. And we also know we're dealing with a coach who will change his mind whenever he sees something he doesn't like.
I mean, if you look at if Sam Howell doesn't play against the Cowboys in the last game of the year last year, what's the discussion right now? Is the discussion, you've got to give Sam Howell a full year? Like, is the discussion even Sam Howell is the guaranteed starter? Like, I mean, one football game against a team that was arguably either not trying or not playing well, one of the two that day, one game really changed Sam Howell's career arc in a very tangible way. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I think it's appropriate to pump the brakes and say, like, that's a heck of a small sample size.
For sure. We're talking with our friend Mike Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch. You can give him a follow on Twitter at MichaelPRTD. Phillips, obviously this is Washington, D.C., so quarterback will always matter. But right now, all the action is focused on the sale of the organization. Yep. What do you know? Where are you at? Kind of give us the five W's here.
Yeah, you know, obviously a lot of smoke came from the building over the weekend. Dan Snyder, his private jet was at Dulles on Friday for the day. So, you know, I don't know that he was at the facility, but I mean, you can certainly connect the dots there that there was an appearance and then there was a lot of smoke coming out of the building. I think that, you know, your reporting certainly held up here that they're moving to get this thing done by the end of March, by the league meetings, which are now 6 days away. Clock's ticking on that one. I think we've all kind of come to terms with the fact that it's not going to be Bezos or likely not going to be Bezos. But I think we're all just waiting for that official announcement at this point, right? Like, I mean, it's been 24 years. It's been so long. Like, nobody's throwing this parade. Nobody's counting this thing as done until there's a signature on a piece of paper. So I certainly understand why everybody's holding their excitement for the moment.
Do you believe we're at the finish line or Daytona 500? We're on like lap 497. Where would you say we are?
I think we're fourth in inches with the Hogs in their prime and John Riggins behind them.
Don't say fourth. People are going to get nervous on fourth down. Even with the Hogs and John Riggins.
With the Hogs and John Riggins on the inch yard line, they're getting in the zone.
All right. Sunday afternoon, I'm going to be in Phoenix. I'm going to be in Scottsdale. It's going to be lovely. The NFL owners are all going to convene. And the owners need to hear one of two things. They need to hear this thing's done or here is the guy. We're negotiating a contract. This thing's about to be done. Anything other than that, and it's going to be a show next week, right? Like everybody understands that. Like everybody's fed up with this. The options are either this thing's done, this thing's so close to done we can taste it, or let's start counting votes and see if there's the 24 to kick them out. Like everybody knows what the score is. This is going to be a very significant week. You know, that's what we have to underscore to people here. This is probably the most significant week of the process because this week ends with the league meeting. And by the way, you've covered a few of these, JP. I've covered a few of these. You know how the NFL works. They don't take votes unless they have the votes. The league meeting is not the place where discussion happens and people come to a consensus. The league meeting is the place where everybody comes, they put a rubber stamp on it. Everything happened in the back rooms before the league meeting because the NFL does not air its dirty laundry.
I don't think, perhaps I'm alone on this, and maybe you disagree, B, I want your take too. I don't think this thing ever gets to the votes. I think they're agreeing to a sale without any votes ever happening.
I think votes have been done. And they know if they have to show him the results, that's the only vote that we'll see. But I don't think publicly we'll never hear about a vote.
There's no vote. He is going to sell the football team, and he is going to sell the football team voluntarily. And what we're seeing now is the final stages of that process. I'd be enormously surprised at this juncture. I mean, look, Kroenke leaves for L.A. and leaves a $900 million mess behind. Like that settlement, which the teams are all super salty about. You know, every team had to pay $7.5 million to get the Rams out of St. Louis to L.A. You don't think Roger passed the hat, everybody would chip in whatever it takes to get this thing across the finish line? This thing's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm with you there. What do you think happens next? I mean, there's a pretty interesting timeline in place here where owners' meetings are next week. I don't want to call it a prediction, but if Monday morning of owners' meetings, Adam Schefter tweets out that the Commanders have agreed to a deal in principle with Josh Harris, I will not be surprised whatsoever. I'm kind of curious what you think happens next.
Yeah, I mean, there's a small number of people that will break this story when it's all said and done. And it's either coming from the Dan side and the league side, it's going to be somebody like Adam Schefter, or it's going to come from the banking side. It's going to be, you know, Forbes or one of those people that's in with Bank of America as they get this thing across the finish line. Everything else is just people chasing clout right now. You know, you pay your $7, you get your blue check mark, you can say whatever you want to say. It's a free country, whatever. Yep. What matters is the people doing this deal, the people in the room, the people hashing it out. I find it hard to believe that we've gotten to this point without clearing all the major hurdles. Now, I wrote last week about legal indemnity maybe being a major hurdle. I got to think we're closer to getting that solved than not if we've gotten to that point, because I don't know. I wrote about Dan Snyder's history. You know, there have been lawsuits against Dan Snyder companies after he's left, but I got to think everybody's seen the books at this point. Everybody has a pretty good feel of what they're agreeing to. And then obviously, the stadium hunt and the season ticket base, those are just known quantities. So I find it hard to believe there's going to be a fourth and goal surprise, to paraphrase you guys there, that's going to derail this thing at the end.
Are you saying that indemnity thing, they're going to agree to that?
I don't know that they'll agree to that, but I think there's going to be some sort of compromise.
Resolution.
And that's why I say about the NFL, I think, is willing to pay to make this go away. And I think that's the form this thing might take is, look, we've got these outstanding, you know, investigations into season ticket holders, these legal matters. I would not be surprised if the NFL ultimately takes responsibility for that. The other thing is you got to keep in mind that the ones that could be the most costly to them are these investigations that are happening by the state attorney generals. That's Virginia, that's Maryland, and that's D.C. Tell me, JP, which of those localities would get rid of those lawsuits in a second if it meant a chance at a new Commander stadium?
Probably both, if not all. I'd say Maryland. Both states. I think Maryland definitely would. Maryland got the least attention, I would say. Frankly, I don't think the three attorneys generals are.
Yeah.
The concern is DOJ. Is what I would think. The federal government.
I just don't think there's a big enough number there to scare the NFL from saying, fine, you know, if that's the last thing we do is cut that check to make that go away, we'll do it. Let's just get this over with.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They better hope everything been above board.
Nothing's been above board. Are you paying attention?
Hey, that's true.
Every time something new things pop up, I'll be worried about that.
I want to point.
I mean, that's why this process has been so important. I can only imagine the legal minds working on this. Like, can you imagine opening up those books for the first time?
Oh my God.
And what they saw when they opened them up?
Like that scene in The Hangover where they see the footage of what they did at Mike Tyson's house. Like, oh man, we did that. Or when you look at your credit card statement after,
you
like,
we had a conversation with somebody, and they mentioned on air about the two books.
Yeah,
and our both of our eyes like, what the hell?
Yeah, I mean, I think there is some level of naivete among all of us that some of what the Commanders do, especially with skimming the books on the concert stuff, so that revenue doesn't get shared with the league and in turn with the players. I bet a whole lot of teams are doing that. I think some of that stuff, but I mean, you get to the $55 million personal loan and all that, nobody's doing that. So I think you're right. I want to point something out because it's been pointed out to me by both Landfill and by my guy Tony. Apparently the Daytona 500 only has 200 laps. It's 500 miles.
Yeah.
So lap 497 would be very, very deep into the race.
Yeah.
You ready to have your mind blown, though? On tracks that are less than a mile, the number refers to the number of laps. So when they do the Coke 500 in Richmond, it's not a mile-long track, so it actually is 500 laps, not or 500 miles, not 500 laps. Whatever. It's the opposite.
I think you confused
track.
Yourself during that clarification.
Yeah,
it's one at long tracks and it's one at short tracks. It's the opposite. It's a mind blower.
All right, Mike Phillips, our 58 Foundations and Waterproofing poll of the day. How close is a Commander's sale? Your options: very close, too much hype, or it's Dan, you never know. What's your answer?
Well, I'd love to have a small slice of it's Dan, you never know, because that's a sentiment here. I believe the buyer, the purchaser of the Washington Commanders, will be known to us by Sunday afternoon.
You think it's before Arizona gets going?
I think it's before Arizona gets going.
Here, let me ask you this question, Philly. The best part, so there are quarterly NFL owners meetings, which they now like calling league meetings. They don't like the word owners in there. The big one is this spring one, the beginning of the new league year. It's usually a 3 or 4 day affair. It's usually at a very swanky hotel. A lot of owners, coaches, GMs bring their families to this. It's like a family event. And the highlight every year, Philly, I think you'll agree, is the annual party where the owners, the head coaches, the general managers, the true power brokers allow the media slobs like me and Phillips into the party for the night.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all at one place and the food is terrific and you get to have some real conversations with people. The white wine is flowing, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Tanya Snyder was at the owners' meetings at the Breakers in Palm Beach. Who will be at the owners' meetings, especially that party? What is that, Tuesday night, Philly?
Monday night party.
Who will be at that party Monday night?
I think Josh Harris will be at that party Monday night if I'm making predictions and not reporting.
Sure.
I am curious if one of the Snyders is there and Roger Goodell attempts some kind of we'd like to thank them for their service and all they've done for the league. You know, which you can say, Tanya started the breast cancer initiative, which obviously, you know, that's what you want to hang your hat on in terms of legacy there. I'm curious if one or both of them show as a farewell and a thank you and a, you know, we're going to see you off, attempt to see you off with dignity kind of thing, or if Jason Wright is representing the current.
I don't see that.
I would take the under on the goodbye tour here. I'm not saying you're wrong. I just don't expect that.
I am predicting a nice quote in a press release from Roger, but
sure.
No further.
Yeah, press release, sure. In person, I'm telling you, I go back to this. Everybody goes back to Tanya getting booed, and that was a big moment. Dan not being at week 18 against the Cowboys when they're honoring Sonny Jurgensen, who's one of his heroes. That was it for me.
It's happening.
Philly, thank you, buddy.
Hold on, before you go.
Oh, yeah. On landfill.
What happened?
Did somebody want to talk to Mike?
Mike.
What do we got?
What happened to your Jayhawks?
Oh, goodness. I just want to be very clear. I'm not blaming the refs because they called it fair, but I hate watching basketball games where all the starters are in foul trouble at the end. It was both teams. Like, we didn't make free throws. Jazz didn't make free throws. That's why they lost. It's totally their fault. But, man, I hate games where the refs don't swallow the whistle like that. So it was a tough 2 hours. It was a tough watch.
What's the deal with Bill Self? Is he okay?
The rumor is he had some kind of heart attack, and you know, that it's pretty severe. I mean, anybody who's watched him on the sideline, like, that dude turns shades of purple during the games.
Wow.
I've been teaching my kid. We've been doing the brackets for the first time. My five-year-old filling out. She goes, whoa, there's two Kansases. I said, no, the other one's Kansas State. She goes, well, that's great. If the two Kansas teams played, you'd be happy no matter who won.
Not necessarily,
oh boy,
baby.
Let me explain sports to you.
So
there's
Philly,
only one team that could make daddy sad, and it's that one.
The fact that your Kansas Jayhawks won the title last year, does that make a second-round exit a little more palatable?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, no, it all sits pretty the year after a title. It was a great team, and they won a really, really good Big 12. So it was a fun team to watch, but no, you can't be that guy who gets mad the year after a title.
But then how much of that is unbalanced out by Kansas State going to the Sweet 16?
You know, Missouri was the rival when I was in school, but then they bounced to the SEC. watching them lose to Princeton was a really good way to chase that evening. A little bourbon, a little Missouri losing by 20 to Princeton. It was not – I've had worse nights in sports.
Now, will you be packing your shampoo for the Arizona trip?
I'd be packing my shampoo?
Your shampoo bottle at the airport trick.
Oh yeah, of course. I'm on something called Breeze Airlines, JP. It was like $40 from here to Phoenix. Breeze Airlines, and everybody I've talked to has had that reaction. So if you see me rolling in a Greyhound bus Monday afternoon looking disheveled, you know what happened to me.
Godspeed, buddy, on Breeze Airline. I'll see you in Scottsdale, dude.
See you there.
All right, man.
That's our buddy Mike Phillips. Give him a follow at Michael P. RTD. I want to talk about our poll. Landfill, open up the phone lines. Here's the question. How close is a Commander's sale? Very close, too much hype, or it's Dan. You never know. 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm the kind of little homies wanna be like on my knees in the night.
Stop singing, Daddy.
That is not applicable when I'm dropping bars, Landfill.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I drop bars, son.
Oh, no, man.
58 Foundations of Waterproofing poll of the day. How close is a Commander's sale? I'm opening the phone lines up. This is your chance, people.
Let us know.
800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. MGM National Harbor listener lines are open. Andy is in Sterling. Andy, how close is this thing?
Hallelujah, brother. You know what? I've been a Redskins fan, Commanders fan for 65 years. Whoa. And I think it's finally happening. I thought for sure I was going to go to my grave with that piece of crap Snyder as our owner. Now I've got hope again, man. And you know what? If you want to thank somebody for getting this, for this happening, it's those Democrats on that oversight committee that pushed and pushed and pushed. Pushed Goodell, pushed Jerry Jones, pushed Yoners into further investigations of that garbage Snyder. And it's because of that now we've got a sale that's imminent. The Republicans on that committee said it was nothing but a witch hunt. Just like they say, everything concerning Trump is a witch hunt, and now it's happening. And thank God I'll be able to root for my team once again. Thank you, guys.
All right, bro.
Thank you, Andy. Phone lines are open. You think it's close? You think it's far? You think it's somewhere in the middle?
Andy said he's donating his truck. He's driving.
Andy fired up, man. I want to check with Jeff Walker because Jeff has intense Ashburn syndrome. I imagine
100%.
I imagine Jeff is very fired up about the potential sale here. Jeffrey, would you say very close, too much hype, or it's Dan, you never know?
You know what? I'm believing and I'm speaking it into existence. It's done. I'm speaking it into existence. Look at him, boy. Left out of town, came back a new man.
You think it's a done deal?
I think it's a done deal. And even if it don't happen now, see, this is what I think it is. I don't think they want it all in the media, especially how all these fake blue checks are.
The fake blue checks are crazy.
Dropping news. So it could be done, and they probably just like, all right, we're going to let this thing just play out for a little bit.
Dude.
Let it die down.
I remember when Elon changed Twitter and said, all right, now you can buy a blue check. And I was like, it won't really be a big deal. Hmm. And then Saturday night, my phone exploded because fake blue checks were saying it was a done deal.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right.
Hey, man, a lot of those guys wanted to get their money. They don't care how they make it. Fake blue checks is going to make some billions.
The blue check mark went from this person might be worth listening to this person is absolutely not worth listening to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought there's one dude whose tweet went particularly viral, and I don't want to say his name because that's exactly what the guy wants.
Mm-hmm.
But the best part about it was, and I can't find it because I don't follow that dude, is that so he had one tweet that was like, Commanders are sold. $6 billion, and then the subsequent tweet was, this news is not confirmed, but when I confirm it, I'll send another tweet. It's like, dude.
Like y'all should follow me. I'm already giving you some BS. Man, to hell with you.
Right.
That's the way I look at it.
Now, we do need the guy that runs the yacht tracker and the plane tracker. That guy knows what he's doing. I don't know how you get into that business. But, man, the yacht tracking, plane tracking world is pretty interesting.
Yeah, because they know when, I guess if you truly know about that, just like a lot of the people at the police blotters.
Right.
You know, if it's the same, I would think it's the same, same type of technology. This is just knowing the numbers of what's taking off, what's setting sail. Because when they tell you somebody is somewhere, they normally are there.
It must be nice, man. Private jet, I'm looking at Dan Snyder's yacht tracker on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
One, I've been on a private jet once, and it's sick. It is an entirely different experience.
Mm-hmm.
But a private jet to Monaco, where the yacht is in Monte Carlo, that's living, B.
Yeah.
That is a different world.
It is. You better be living to be going over there.
For sure. Two things we haven't talked about much, but I want to talk about. The DC Defenders are nasty. I think they're now 5-0, right, Landfill? 5-0.
Barlow got them playing, man.
5-0. You got my attention. I sent a DM over the weekend to Jake Russell, who's Washington Post, and from what I can tell, is covering the Defenders by far more than anybody. If there's a more preeminent Defenders reporter, let me know. But I'm going to get Jake on the show this week. It's mm-hmm. time to talk a little Defenders. It is an awesome experience. I haven't been to a game this year, but I went. I mean, before COVID hit, back in 20, before COVID hit, and it was a lot of fun down there. And I think they've got something working.
Mm-hmm.
And I think 5-0 makes it really entertaining. Hey
man, I don't care what division you're in. You play five games, you haven't lost one, something working.
I want to talk about the success. Damn it, they play Monday night next. All right, I want to do a brief Defender segment. Barry Svrluga is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Plus, Landfill wants to talk more about baseball. So get a Monster Energy. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley. All right, I just figured this out. I'm very stupid. They must have played in St. Louis. I'm looking at Jake Russell's tweet. It says, DC Defenders beat the St. Louis Battlehawks 28-20 in front of 35,000 fans.
Yeah.
To move to 5-0. So in St. Louis, I know they're filling that joint up. They're playing at the old dome, right? Like the Edward Jones Dome, whatever it's called now, where the Rams used to play. Next Monday night, dude, Defenders are 5-0. Houston Roughnecks are 4-1. Monday Night Football at Audi Field.
That's two good names, though. The Defenders and the Roughnecks.
Yeah, the Roughnecks is elite. Defenders is okay. It's a little long for me, but I like it. And they got good alliteration that it's the DC Defenders. That joint should be packed. So I'm going to be out of town. People should go to that thing. You agree?
Yeah.
You gonna go?
Probably so. Told me I'm gonna go to one. You gotta go to one of them.
If I was in charge of the DC Defenders, I'd call Brian Mitchell. I'd offer him a pair of suite tickets with food and booze.
I'm waiting on AD first. You know, he likes to have a good suite.
AD should buy the Defenders.
Then we got to work.
Yeah, look out for the producers too.
Yo, Jeff, nobody can hear what you just said.
I said, look out for the producers too.
You know, like in movies where the daughter is holding her hand of her old father as he passes away, and he whispers something just moments before he goes to take care of the grandchildren or whatever. That's the kind of voice Jeff just broke out right there. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a whole lot to it.
You don't like the Defenders, you say, because it's long?
I think less syllables the better, but I like DC Defenders. It works.
Defenders works.
I mean, it's the same amount of syllables as Commanders, and we say Commanders is too long. I'm a monosyllabic guy. So, I get these emails every day from this dude, Joe Pompliano, kind of the business of sports. And he wrote, today's email was why the World Baseball Classic matters, which apparently I offended many people by not knowing that the championship is tomorrow. The biggest problem from a lot of people is that guys can get hurt in a meaningless exhibition. But you realize, like, the first couple years of the World Cup or the Olympics, like, stuff only becomes cool and has a lot of history over time.
There you go.
And so it's stupid to say that. And I know the Mets closer that they play the trumpets for got hurt. I'd argue playing for your country, even in the World Baseball Classic, is more important.
If he got hurt in the World Baseball Classic, he's probably going to get hurt wherever else he was.
It's more important than Game 70 of the regular season. The players apparently love it. How about this?
They like to compete. And I think that's what people don't get. You know, like basketball players, all of this load management, they still go shoot.
Right.
You know, they don't play in the game, but they go shoot around and play against their boys. So they should be on the basketball court.
Also, baseball is like the oldest sport. If you look at the people that watch baseball games, it's old people. So they've got to try to lift up their international numbers. So that's why you do this. You know how many people watched South Korea play Japan?
How many?
70 million. That was last week, I think.
Wow.
70 million people watched South Korea play Japan. Now, I believe that's also a very intense, like, nationalistic rivalry. But 70 million people watched that in the World Baseball Classic. 12 million people watched the World Series last year. I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
Did you watch?
No, I'm trying to remember who won the World Series last year. You know?
Astros?
Yeah, the Astros beat the Phillies, right?
Yeah.
Took us a minute.
As soon as you asked me, I said it.
I don't know if as soon as I asked you, you said it.
You said you won. I said Astros.
Run the audio back. There was a couple of seconds there, right, Landfill?
Man. Come on, Jay.
All right, who won it 2 years ago?
I don't know, 2 years ago.
Yeah, because I think Philly lost the Super Bowl and the World Series in the same year. I'm not sure that's happened before. But I get the value of the World Baseball Classic, and I understand why they have it now, because this is kind of the natural spring training timeline for baseball. I just wouldn't have it go up against March Madness, but that's just me.
Nah, I agree. Because, listen, as I watch March Madness, I'm like, we sat up there and we said, which is whichever one we were caring about the most about our team and this, that, and the other. Listen, man, the first 2 days of March Madness with all those upsets, I don't know if anything is as exciting as that is.
B, you've lived a hell of a life. You've won a Super Bowl. You've been all over the world. You're a pretty even-keeled dude. Like, not a lot gets you excited. I don't mean that in a negative way. You're just like, go with the flow, easy going, having fun.
Yeah.
Both Thursday and Friday, you were fired up. I talked to you yesterday. You're like, man, these games are so fun. That's why this is the best tournament, all the upsets.
I'm serious, bro.
I know.
It gets you. Listen, man, when you sit there just watching people that are trying to make their way and you watch how hard they play, I understand people go, oh, it's NIL money. College students, they may be getting some NIL money, but they're not caring about that. They want to beat the hell out of you. And it's like, it was like a lot of pride and passion, like it's always been. The NFL players get to the point now that, oh, I made it, and they want to relax. Well, they should be pushing it just like the college kids. Because that little kid for Kansas State, bro, because he played at another school for 3 years, then transferred there, finally going home to play at Madison Square Garden in front of his family. Hadn't seen him in 3 years.
Pretty cool.
You know?
Well, there was a kid on Michigan.
Those stories make a difference, man.
Kid on Michigan State that was at Kentucky and couldn't get on the floor, and now he's killing it, and Kentucky lost, and he's going to the Sweet 16.
There you go.
You're right. The stories and some
the
of these young kids.
The storylines
right.
In the college, in the NCAAs is something special, man.
You know what else is special? Barry Svrluga, one of the best writers I've ever read. He will join the program when we return.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.